Hi all, it's Thursday again, and today is August the 2nd. This is the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. My name's Thomas Williams. Yes, indeed. Sticking new world order up your ass sideways and in every orifice, because that world order, like the first song, The Tide Is Turning. You'll hear why tonight. Right, let's get into the show. We're going to mix it up a bit. The Q&A will be a bit sooner, so I have an op-ed piece at the end to finish tonight's show. So we'll do the usual news and views around the world, and then a bit of intel, a bit of op-ed, Q&A, and then a single op-ed piece, which will tie it all in. And a nice ending song as well, for those of you who follow the colour blue at Everton, over in England, they'll recognise that particular song anyway. Right, let's get into the links for the show, and if you want to listen live, there's two sites to listen live, and the first one is www.spreaker.com/user/895-5881, and the other site for listening is thinkdifferent.thepeoplesclub.org. We have all the archives of the shows on there, some forums, self-empowerment documents, and it's an expanding, ever-expanding website, so you'll find much of interest there. And if you're a new listener and you want to get the gist of THI, go and listen to the must listen to section, to all the bigger shows. Not some would say every show's a big show, but we do have some special shows, and they're all there, and if you listen to them in order, you'll get the gist of what that's all about. We have the Facebook page, Truth, Honour and Integrity, and the Facebook social media alternative called MeWe.com, and that's also Truth, Honour and Integrity. And if you can't get on direct, send an email, which is also an email for the show for comments and questions to go in the show. And that is truth.honour.and.integrity@gmail.com. We have the People's Club Foundation and the donations website link for that at thepeoplesclub.org. That's all about the foundation coming up when the funding is released. And we have the Patreon. Once again, I want to thank you, everyone who's contributed to that. Payout, or the processing of the payout, starts on the 1st. And it has been noted, or I've been sent details, there's about 11 people who have been declined. You will probably get emails for that. It's not a concern. Your names won't be put out. But if you can address that as soon as possible, I would be grateful. So that's at www.patreon.com/TommyW/memberships. Right, let's get into some of the news around the world. And much of it obviously dominated by what's going on in America. But I do think we've got a few other bits. You know, I think we're most of it about America this week, because it's kind of coming from there. A lot's stemming from there. Right. First thing is Donald Trump repeated his threat with a possible shutdown of the US government. That's valid. And if lawmakers don't provide more money to build his proposed border wall, even as Republicans in Congress are planning to push a fight over the president's signature proposal past the November election. Now, speaking at the White House on Monday, Trump said if we don't get border security after many, many years of talks within the United States, I would have no problem doing a shutdown. It's time we had proper border security. Now, a House Republican aide said there's no chance of a September shutdown, although one in December is possible if Trump follows through with his threat. And the Senate. So, a bit of a breakdown on that. yes, we know the trust's funded the wall, but there's other issues surrounding the funding, which has got to come from government. But they know what it's all about, and it's a bit of media game playing. But yes, I know we've told members that the trust will pay for the wall, and they will. But there's other funding issues that need to be addressed that are being blocked in lengthy documents and all the other nonsense that they go through. Now, what may be of interest is the Senate this week cancelled most of its August recess. That's kind of unprecedented, as I understand it. And this is in part to debate spending bills. Remember, the budget was kicked down the road until the end of September. There'll be a lot of to and fro between now and that particular date. And then a lot of to and fro between then and the election date. But don't be surprised if Trump goes ahead with the government shutdown. We will get warning of it, but we'll see. Now, veteran journalist Bob Woodward is working on a book that will detail the inner workings of the Trump White House, set for release, no surprise, just before November's midterm elections. This is another hit piece book. And it's kind of the way things are going. And the book called Fear Trump in the White House is set to be released initially on September 11th. That's not a surprise either. And according to the book's pre-order page, the book reveals in unprecedented detail the harrowing life inside President Donald Trump's White House and precisely how he makes decisions on major foreign and domestic policies. Yes, he's not making them in the old way, where they allowed the deep state and others to trample all over us. That's the difference. And the cover depicts a close-up of Trump's face cast in a red filter. And Woodward's account is based on hundreds of hours of interviews with first-hand sources, meeting notes, personal diaries, files and documents. Funny, I don't recall them doing one with Obama after less than 18 months writing a book, or Bush Jr. or Clinton. This is all part of let's shut down Trump. It won't work. Leslie Moonves, according to who's the CEO of CBS Corporation, will remain in place while accusations of sexual misconduct against the Hollywood kingpin are being investigated by an outside counsel. CBS Corporation announced yesterday that its board of directors is in process of selecting outside counsel to conduct an independent investigation, and until then, no other action was taken on this matter on today's board meeting. So Mr. Moonves stays in CBS. Now, the board meeting previously scheduled to discuss CBS's up-and-coming earnings, which is collapsing, like all the others, had been forced to redirect its attention after Moonves was accused of forcibly touching and kissing women during business meetings. Ronan Farrow chronicled the allegations in his latest report on Hollywood sexual misconduct for The New Yorker. That's going to expand and expand. The number of people involved in that type of behaviour will boggle the mind. Now, President Trump again, you know, people say there's not a lot going on, but we mentioned last week about the Fed. Here's another one. Read between the lines. But Trump has become personally involved in plotting a new FBI headquarters in downtown DC. An interest that for now has left the project in limbo and the agency stranded in a building that no longer suits its needs, according to officials and people who are familiar with the administration's deliberations. Now, for years, the FBI officials have raised alarms that the poor conditions at its current headquarters, which is the J. Edgar Hoover building, constitute serious security concerns. That's a laugh. And a year ago, federal officials had finally decided on three locations that were to be selected in Maryland, Virginia, and Congress appropriated $913 million towards the more than $3 billion project to build the new FBI headquarters. Now, 6 months after Trump entered the White House, his administration had abandoned the plan. You'll probably find, like this comment about Jerusalem, it'll be another building will get used and it'll be an awful lot cheaper. And it won't have security issues like spy bugs littered all the way through it. That the government build a smaller headquarters to replace it in downtown DC and move 2,300 other FBI staff out of the Washington area all together to Alabama, Idaho, and West Virginia. Now, at the time, that decision baffled real estate experts and some members of Congress. I think it's becoming a lot more clearer now what is going on. Florida. Hundreds of gun owners in Florida have been ordered to give up their guns under a new law signed this week that took effect after, and this was in response to the so-called deadly Parkland shooting back in February. The Risk Protection Order, which was signed by Rick Scott just 3 weeks after a gunman killed 17 people at Stoneman Douglas, aims to temporarily remove weapons from gun owners who have been deemed by a judge to possibly be a threat to themselves or others. I'll have comments on that in a minute. So far, roughly 200 firearms have been confiscated in the state since the law was enacted, and Sergeant Jason Schmittendorf, no, I won't say it, it's all pretty American, German, isn't it, told the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office around 30,000 rounds of ammunition had also been removed. And this is all very, very well, doing this stuff, but as we know, there are people who are not responsible enough with guns, and they should be looked at. But, and a big but, with the corrupt judges and the corrupt system, could this not be seen as being more designed to remove guns off people who are responsible, who just choose to not believe in their system? This is almost like the Patriot Act, where we're protecting your safety. No, they're not. They're protecting their own. Now, I'm sure I speak for all when I say we don't trust they will enact that order in the right way, and neither should we, given their track record. But I would like to ask Rick Scott, is he applying that law to the cops? If not, then why not? Given 60% of cops have committed domestic abuse in the past 12 months. 60%. Or the fact that many cops are just shooting people without due cause. Now, these types of laws have to be and should apply to all people, not just who they select as a problem to the system. I don't think any of us trusts that they will enact that law properly. The bipartisan leaders of the Senate Judiciary Committee asked federal investigators on Monday to examine further allegations of sexual, physical, and emotional abuse of immigrants held at government detention facilities, saying that the mistreatment may have been occurring since 2014 or even earlier. So they're not just accusing since Trump's come in. Now, with Mr. Trump already under fire for separating thousands of migrant children from their detained parents, the request for an investigation by Senator Chuck Grassley and go figure Dianne Feinstein elevated yet another issue to the administration's list of immigration problems. And these allegations of abuse are extremely disturbing and must be addressed, said Grassley and Feinstein. Well, why didn't he ask about them being addressed before Trump came in office? It was an epidemic, absolute epidemic. The reason they're separated is because most of them don't have parents. They won't tell you that in a fake news. New research from an international team of physicists has revealed that the Great Pyramid of Giza, no surprise this news because you've heard it on THI before, may be able to focus electromagnetic energy through its hidden chambers and under its base. Scientists at ITMO University in Russia and Germany's Laser Zentrum Hanover applied methods of theoretical physics to investigate the electromagnetic response of the ancient Egyptian pyramid to radio waves. And their calculations predicted that in a resonant state, the pyramid could concentrate electromagnetic energy in its internal chambers as well as under its base, where the third unfinished chamber is located. They are energy machines, not tombs. There's never been a single body pulled out of those pyramids, ever. Ah, there we go, our old friend Maxine Waters. She who opens her mouth too much is likely to have something rammed right back down it. And here goes. She's now in the hot seat over the way she raises money and the money she paid to her daughter. Go figure. Waters raises money by charging other California Democrats big bucks to be listed on the sample ballot of candidates she supports that she sends out with her mail pieces. And over the past 14 years, her campaign committee, Citizens for Waters, has spent about $750,000 with Waters' daughter, Karen Waters, or her daughter's PR firm, Progressive Connections. Oops. As a result, the National Legal and Policy Center has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission asking for a full audit of the Citizens for Waters campaign and a second complaint that focuses on how Waters raises and spends the money is also in the works. Tom Anderson, the director of the group's Government Integrity Project, that's a laugh for Maxine Waters. What Waters does, Anderson said, is collect the money from other politicians far in excess of the campaign fund raising limit to be listed among those candidates that she supports. Lamb to the slaughter, Maxine. Lamb to the slaughter. You've been thrown out like a mug and you're going to get exposed badly. There's another one. Of course, we all know why this story is now breaking. For those of you listen and take notes or listen, go and see the transcripts of the shows that are being posted on the Patreon. But Antonio Guterres, the UN General Secretary, has warned that the organisation is facing unprecedented shortages of funding. Oh my. I wonder where that went. And its core budget, and will need to make urgent cuts unless member states pay up. Now, the alarm was raised in letters seen by The Guardian and other news organisations, which was sent by Guterres to staff, to member states and also staff. Now, he told the member states that the UN's core budget was in the red more deeply and earlier in its financial year than it ever previously experienced. He added that as of the 30th of June, core funding had a deficit of $139 million and said the UN had never faced such a difficult cash flow situation this early in any calendar year. Now, the UN General Assembly Budget Committee agreed in December on a $4.5 billion core UN budget for 2018 through 2019, which the US Ambassador Nikki Haley said was a cut of $285 million from the previous year. The UN peacekeeping is funded separately, I might add. But according to the UN, 112 of 193 member states have so far paid their share. Really? And we paid it all back. The US, which is responsible for 22% of the UN budget, traditionally pays later because of its budget year. I suspect that that will be radically cut or deleted altogether. Now, the countries that have so far failed to pay include America, Argentina, Syria, Venezuela and Belarus. Now, by July last year, 116 countries have paid compared to 98 in 2016. And China, France, Russia and Britain, the permanent members of the UN Security Council, along with the US, are all paid up for last year. And all of it was returned. Now, he said he was concerned with the broader trend and we are running out of cash sooner and staying in the red longer. You'll stay in the red permanently because you owe massive amounts of debts back to the trust. And in essence, the UN is defunct. They're just giving the illusion it's still going. A bit like the Fed, really. Now, we've highlighted the country of Zimbabwe a few times, including his president or the prime minister, whichever it is in that country, telling the UN and the IMF where to go. You all know what happens next. Well, three people were killed in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, after troops opened fire on rioting opposition supporters, AKA mercenaries. And the government says the army was deployed in central Harare to help police restore order, and the opposition MDC Alliance condemned the crackdown, saying it was a reminder of the dark days of Robert Mugabe's rule and alleges that the governing ZANU-PF party had rigged Monday's elections. All sounds so familiar. What are we doing for time? Okay. This will have a common theme tonight. After an hour speech detailing quite a few things regarding the changes and improvements that have been made during Trump's roughly 18 months in charge, the portal of people this week focused on one slip-up to highlight and ignored anything that was really relevant that was said during that speech. Now, Donald Trump has been accused of being out of touch with voters after saying Americans need identification to go shopping. Well, if you're shopping for certain items, they will ask for your identification. But they had to go make a point out of it. And the media all jumped on board en masse. You know, if one person picks it out, you can understand, but they all did. So, Mr. Trump made a slip up in speech, but he said an awful lot of other things that were actually relevant. The media again. Again, you have to ask, where is the media outrage over this story, given that they all focused on Trump making a minor faux pas on the identification for shopping. An aide to Melania Trump fired back yesterday as an Oregon congressional candidate who tweeted an insult at the First Lady. And Trump's spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, said that the independent candidate, Mark Roberts' remarks, calling Trump's wife a hoe bag, represented the hypocritical intolerance of Trump's political enemies. This is just more hypocritical intolerance from those who oppose her husband's administration to say such ugly words about a mother, wife, and our First Lady. Is not just a pathetic attempt at getting himself in the news, it is disturbing and also despicable. And Roberts came under heavy criticism from Republicans this week after he tweeted that Trump works by the hour, adding the hashtag hoebag. He refused to apologise amid all the criticism. Now, for those of you who don't know, government officials have a lot of entourage, and Trump seemed to be scaling an awful lot of things down, and Melania is the same. She has 39 fewer staffers dedicated to her being the First Lady than under Obama. There are only 5 staffers dedicated to Melania, where there was 44 staffers to Michael Obama. But the media won't report that, will they? So if CNN wants to know why everyone thinks they suck, the last 2 stories are just the tip of the iceberg and also the problem. Nobody's listening to you anymore. Now, an autopsy report came out on some would say was the original start of the what is known as the alternative media or conspiracy theory groups. And authorities in Nevada say Art Bell, who was a radio show host best known for nightly shows in the 1990s about paranormal themes and conspiracy theories, actually died, according to them anyway, of an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, according to Nye County Sheriff Sharon Whaley, who posted a brief announcement on Wednesday saying an autopsy determined the 72-year-old Bell died of multiple drug intoxication from his own lawfully prescribed prescriptions. Now, according to the coroner, Bell had the painkillers of oxycodone, hydrocodone, the sedative diazepam and the muscle relaxant carisoprodol in his system. Really. And he also indicated there was no indication of foul play. I don't think many believe that too much, but there you go. Take note of this and tie it in with other pieces. Federal prosecutors revealed Wednesday that 3 men are now in custody, charged in a massive hacking operation that targeted businesses in 47 states and stole the credit and debit card numbers of more than 15 million people. Annette Hayes, the US attorney in Seattle, said the 3 were part of a group that called itself FIN7. And used computer malware to steal customer cards from point-of-sale terminals at more than 3,600 business locations. The total loss so far is in the tens of millions, and outlets of more than 100 US companies were hit in all but 3 states, which was Alaska, Hawaii, and South Dakota. Tie that into other things, and you'll get the gist of that. Wells the Fargo's next. Another fine. They have agreed to pay $2.09 billion in penalty charges to settle claims related to mortgage loans originated in the run-up to the financial crisis. Now, the civil fine is for alleged origination and sale of residential mortgage loans that the lender knew contained misstated income information and did not meet the quality that Wells Fargo allegedly represented. This was according to the US Department of Justice, which said today's agreement holds Wells Fargo responsible for originating and selling tens of thousands of loans that were packaged into securities and subsequently defaulted. Oops. We'll have more on Wells Fargo later. Alex Jones, another one in trouble. Another lamb to the slaughter. Could well be. No, we've said it often. Jones fulfilled the role, but he is COINTELPRO out and out. But it appears now he's in a bit of trouble. And in an Austin court yesterday, the struggle of the Sandy Hook families to hold to account Alex Jones will reach a crossroads. Lawyers for Noah Posner's parents will seek to convince a Texas judge that they, and by extension the families of eight other victims in the 2012 shooting that allegedly killed 20 first graders and six adults, have a valid defamation claim against Alex Jones, who has been, according to the court's documents, spreading false claims that the shooting was an elaborate hoax. I tend to agree with him. The Posner hearing is a bellwether in three cases, including another in Texas and one in Connecticut, that have been filed by relatives of nine Sandy Hook victims. And it comes as the social media platform Mr. Jones relies upon, according to them, to spread incendiary claims, initiate efforts to curb him. And the day after Posner case in the same courthouse is a hearing in a separate defamation case against Mr. Jones, which was brought by Marcel Fontaine, who falsely identified on InfoWars website as the gunman in the Parkland, Florida shooting. Mr. Fontaine, who lives in Massachusetts, has never visited Florida, and the Posner family and Mr. Fontaine are being represented by the same lawyer. And that firm is based in Houston. That could get interesting, the court case. Theresa May has risked the fury of Brexiteers. I did warn about this when I was back in CV. They would backtrack, and she is. Because she doesn't have any say in the matter. By announcing plans to keep the UK under EU laws for a further 21 months now. The 1972 European Communities Act will not be fully repealed until the end of the planned transition period at the end of 2020, rather than on exit day next year. And Dominic Raab, the Brexit Secretary, told MPs the move was necessary to ensure the statute book functions properly, really, in accordance with the agreement we have made with the EU. Stall, stall, stall. It won't work eventually. Sarah Huckabee Sanders has refused to break with the president and says she does not think the news media is the enemy of the American people. Very diplomatic of her. Sanders was pressed on today by Clinton News Network correspondent Jim Acosta during a White House briefing, and in what became quite a heated exchange, Sanders listed a litany of complaints against the press and blamed the media for inflaming tensions in the country. Hear, hear. And the exchange came hours after the president's eldest daughter and advisor, Ivanka Trump, said in an interview that she does not view the news media as the enemy of the people, which is breaking with her father. And Acosta later walked out of the briefing in protest. Well, you'll have to start spouting the truth then, won't you? instead of drivel. I'll have more on them later. Like I said, the media portal people will be a common theme tonight. Two more pieces before we have a music break. Financial problems have been a long and common cause of divorce, but there's now a new money factor that's wrecking marriages that arguably wasn't as prevalent as a generation ago, known as the student loan debt. That has to be stopped, and will, I would imagine, in time. Now, according to a new report by the Student Loan Hero, 13% of divorced borrowers cited their student loan debt in the dissolution of the marriages. And this may come as no surprise in an age where student loan debt is climbing. More than 44 million Americans are saddled with student loan debt, contributing to a whopping national total of $1.5 trillion. To learn drivel. Not only has the percentage of students taking out student loans increased over the past decade, but so too has the amount of money that they've been borrowing. And according to the report, the class of 2017 graduated with an average of $39,400 in student loan debt. $39,400 for worthless pieces of paper. Really. Sorry if that upsets some. If you think the current, as they call it, education program has value, I don't. Go and have a look at a Wisconsin paper. It's on the internet somewhere, 1888. And tell me if our education, which means training of animals, by the way. Education means training of animals. Is anywhere near the levels that kids of 13 years of age when they left school then. Now they're staying to 18 and no less than a 13-year-old over 100 years ago. Another small update from Kevin Annett, detailing Mark MacDonald, Bishop of the Anglican Church of Canada. And Kevin said, Mark MacDonald is a member of the criminal Ninth Circle pedophile cult and is a suspect in the disappearance of children in the United States, Canada, and also Europe. He is wanted for questioning by international police agencies, and a bench warrant has been issued for his immediate arrest. MacDonald is considered dangerous and a threat to the safety of children and the welfare of the community, and all people are required to assist in his identification and arrest by duly authorised common law sheriffs. If you have any knowledge or the whereabouts of MacDonald, immediately notify the Sheriff's Department of our tribunal and its Interpol liaison officer at the ITCC. soffice@gmail.com. That was issued on August the 1st by the directors of the International Tribunal of Crime. All agree. It's warranted. It appears Pope Francis now opposes the death penalty. Oh my. After the church have committed millions to death, including a number of special teachers over the last 1,000 years, plus their perverted and sadistic rituals in the 10 floors below the altar. I'm not being funny, Pope, but do us a favour. Go fuck yourself. We'll be back shortly with the internet. Intel. Hi all and welcome back. Quick mention to the members who've had surgery and issues, health issues this week. And I'm sure we'll all like to wish Cheryl and Karen a speedy recovery. And also a couple of members are struggling with personal things. Robert, we hope he gets his life back in order fairly quickly. This is what THI is all about. We're all about the people. So hope those people recover fairly quickly. Right, let's get into some intel. And the theme this week is erosion. I will have a piece on the at the end. But the Rothtilians are still trying to implement hashtag Operation Stupidity, more commonly known as the RV. They tried to run it through Barclays Bank this week. And for those who are waiting with their hands out again this week, they were left disappointed again. And so this just rolls on. But every time it rolls out and fails, many are leaving. And many are getting rather angry. So much so that there was a Federal Reserve Board meeting, a special one arranged. And we received the details of what went on in that place. And the Fed meeting was with the Rothschilds again. And so they decided they would like to roll out more, even more desperate measures by the fast-fading global elites. And they were talking about using TRNs again as a new note. And also taxing heavily all the big companies who have previously paid little or no taxes. Oops. This was to take place with immediate effect. Of course, this meeting was, I think, about a week, 10 days ago. And that was designed to raise funds for tomorrow's RV attempt. Oh, dear. All the money in America would not be enough to fund the RV. Just won't. These people are really stupid. And just keep swinging the illusion. But like I said, thankfully many now are seeing through that illusion. But the sheer desperation of turning on the big companies that have played a part in their global game should not be lost on anyone. Least of all those companies. But it's a warning to all the faction people, all the top brass in the military and the agencies. These people will trample over anyone or anything to stay in control, including you. We will not warn you again. The deaths have continued again this week. You know it, and we know it. They will take you out or take you down. Time to step down and come and help, methinks, and quickly. Three of Sweden's crown jewels dating back to the 17th century this week were stolen on Tuesday in a brazen daylight heist. Yeah, right. Now, what this is part of an ongoing insurance scam, which we've been mentioning a few times in shows recently now. And the reason being is the banks have no money, period. So now they're looting insurance companies, and the Rothschilds are talking about taxing heavily all the big companies. Eventually they will run out of everything to loot. It's eroding away. Another one in serious trouble, which will amuse most. Clinton News Network is now in even more serious financial trouble, so much so now they are unable to pay their electricity bills. Oops. Now, with ratings plummeting, which in turn means less companies advertising, which means less revenue, which means they go bankrupt. Hooray, says most of us. we are considering approaching CNN when they are at a tipping point. We will stabilise them, but with conditions of operations radically changed going forward. Their choice. Do I hear a truth channel? A top of the bill major boxing match, which is due shortly, will be cancelled. The excuse will be one of the fighters is taking steroids. That's bullshit. The real truth is Wells Fargo has stolen all of the upfront funds for that particular boxing event. All gone. Now again, that may disappoint some, but it also shows the levels of desperation to stay in the game. Because that money won't last long either. Yet again exposing, yet again eroding. The Dallas Cowboys, they're the next in line, have also had all of their bank accounts emptied by Bank of America and currently have no funds to pay the players or the staff. Again, it's not pleasant. Again, it's desperation. And again, it's an erosion of what's got taken place. Because those funds won't last long either. And slowly but surely, they're taking funds off their own people. Well, in fact, it's not even slowly anymore. This is why the Queen of England is no longer supporting them or helping them. They took all her wealth as well. These people don't care. Doesn't matter if you're royalty, head of Exxon Mobil, or general with 5 stars. They'll trample on all of you. It's game over. The IMF and rogue elements of the UN, because the real UN has already gone, are still threatening various countries around the world, mainly the smaller ones, demanding fees and that debts are payable. The reality is these countries owe the UN and the IMF nothing. In fact, both of those organisations owe massive amounts of debt to the trust. You see, what they were doing is they were loaning funds to countries which were actually dividends from the trust, not debts. Dividends, monies that were supposed to go to the countries, not debt loans. And it's time for the countries around those who are being threatened. You know who you are, which countries you are. All the countries that are around, the countries that are being threatened, it's time to join together. It won't take much to push them over. They haven't got much left. They certainly can't afford armies. The mercenaries are no longer playing their game anymore because they're still sitting there with fistful of dinars with no chance of ever being paid out. It's time for those countries to join forces and remove UN and the IMF off their soil altogether. And also issue directives should they try to threaten them again. Like I said, they'll soon stop because they have no leverage or clout anymore to do anything. A world banking crisis is bubbling due to what this show has stated for many years now, there is no new money left. None. And basically what they've got now is the same funds that have been swirling around like a hamster wheel and giving the illusion that there is. The fact that they're emptying people's accounts and boxing event accounts tells you there's nothing left. Like I said, people may get upset about them looting but they can't. Once it's gone, it's gone. They're finished. Then the people who have been listening to Kim and the Trust will have to come forward. Many of them already have. Big, big organisations in the past 2 weeks. They're seeing through the illusion. They're also seeing that what we've been telling them, they'll come after you as well. That illusion is now shattered and reality is sinking in, which is why the insurance scams, the looting of the Fed cash, the stealing from sporting event monies. This is a concern, but it could also be an event to trigger actions on so many levels. Work is still underway in dealing with the world banking crisis, so no panic. But I would advise to have cash again at all times. We could take your cash. Now, it appears some in the NYPD, may have got our message, and an unknown NYPD person came out and put 4 stills, pictures of Hillary in an underground basement with children. They were all removed very, very quickly. Now, one of them was Hillary with a child. A girl looked at roughly 9 to 11, dressed in a hooded robe, with Hillary holding what looked like a cattle prod. Another with a 2 to 3 year old child with some kind of brace on its head, with a tube coming out of the back of its neck going into canisters. Another one of the pictures of tubes and canisters with fluid in, and another one with 2 scientists analysing and inspecting the tubes and the canisters. For those that don't know, that fluid is endocrine. And it's time for the rest of NYPD to stand up en masse and support those who have seen the video. Stage a mass walkout until the media finally cover that story. We cannot allow children to be used in this manner, and it's time it ends. Now. We're grateful to that person who came forward with the pictures, but the rest of his colleagues need to support them en masse. And if they're going to fire them, the whole NYPD should walk out. It won't last long. Leo Wanter popped his head out again this week and did us a nice favour. He with Tom Hennigan discusses that President Trump and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin have ordered for Leo Wanter to be paid, but it's now being blocked by somebody in the office comptroller of the currency, a woman named Kim. Really? Apparently she's blaming the USSR for why she's not doing as ordered, according to Mr. Wanter. But there is no USSR anymore, Mr. Wanter. I wonder why. And Russia is also owed some of this money stolen by the Bush sheriffs. This Kim lady, according to Leo Wanter, is tied to George Herbert Walker Bush. Oh, my God. And also tied to a man named Dr. Wolf, really, who was put on the Trump transition team. Oh, dearie me. You have to laugh, don't you? But it's nice validation, except Kim's not working with George Herbert Walker Bush. He died in December of 2014. We're not working with any of the Bush family. You don't think I would work with the Bush people, do you? I don't think so, no. So, ignore Wanter and his claims and his funds. The real reason for those funds has not been revealed in full yet. It's not what he's saying. We will reveal it on this show when the time is right. But I'm asking people to ignore his outlandish claims of going back to America, the funds. It's all BS. He knows it, and we know it. Now, for those that have followed these Wanter funds and the $27 trillion that is being returned, most people haven't seen the story or miss out minor details. It's not $27 trillion. Most of it was spent by the Bush Group. Only $4.7 trillion was ever recovered. And most of that doesn't belong to America. Unfortunately for some, Mr. Wanter, some of us do have long memories and remember details. So now Kim has gone from being blamed for blocking the RV to blocking the Wanter funds. Too funny. The blockers accusing those who are being blocked. We welcome Mr. Wanter's input, as yet again it proves Kim's validity, which was also highly validated by a major organisation this week. We'll have more details in future shows. And like the clowns that threatened Kim this week, who threatened to sue her, saying Kim is a fraud and has stolen funds, Kim told them to go ahead and arrange a court date, and we can expose it all in an open court in real truth and reality. So go ahead and make our day. Now, particularly those threatening then went rather quiet. They don't want it out in an open court. They just issue threats and spout bullshit. Kim would love an open challenging court, as all the nonsense of who is who, what is what, will all be displayed for all to see. The reality is more and more are now seeing the truth and acting on it. Is it a bit slow in forthcoming actions? Yes, a bit. But the progress is steady and is rising. Big time. Stealing, threatening, fear and illusion are all they have left, and they're eroding away. And as Kim said this week, no matter what happens here on in, this world will never be the same again. No, it won't. Things are changing rapidly in many fields of operations, and the tide has now turned in our favour. No matter what they do, it's too late. Will things still be bumpy and a bit ugly? Absolutely. But each exposure, each looting, or each resetting of financial system attempts, each speech, each arrest, and subsequent singing actions, yes, many are singing, each executive order, of which there's a new one about to be announced, each spying attempt that's been exposed, and some that haven't, those that listen behind servers know exactly what I'm talking about. Each deep state intrusion into the light all has a purpose and an end goal. Their end and our beginning. So go ahead, put Kim in an open court, and let the world see what's for real and what's not. Mr. Trump decided to take on the remaining Koch brother, or Koch, sounds fitting, Charles, after David quit 1 to 2 months ago, about a week or so after speaking to Kim. Funny that, isn't it? The Koch brothers were another fairly hidden group with rich family background, dictating politics, finance and policies, all of which have failed in the control system's ideology and, more importantly, the people. people like Soros and Brzezinski and Buffett and all others, middlemen, parasites, that the world will be better off without them. So Trump's taken Charles Koch on now. Of course, this week, has some of the world, anyway, most of America and some of the world have now heard about the Q movement. Now, this is a good thing, regardless of whether it's legit or not. Actually, it would be rather funny if it was an agency program, as it's backfired spectacularly in that case. But what it has done is got people thinking and researching for themselves now and providing good details in many cases. Not necessarily the QAnon post, but the ones that cover it. After Trump or someone very similar to him in Tampa spent most of the Tampa, Florida speech calling media out as fake news, alternatives will be sought. Many will seek out that avenue and go from there and start their own version of the rabbit hole. Now, I am aware that Randy is doing a piece on Q, and we'll see how that all unfolds. But it only takes one high-level arrest, and that whole cesspit will start to swirl. Much as what's been going on for the past 12, 18 months is investigating the many links, people, and places of where criminality is taking place. It's absolutely staggering in its depth. But when Q delivers one public major action, all will be on board. But for now, me personally, I find it useful and encouraging seeing people participate with it. THI will also increase in attention, and in many ways it already has done so. We had recent analytic figures suggesting the show listeners is now in the region of 250,000 per show. It's not what they tell you on YouTube, but the analytics tell you exactly how many are listening. And it's a marked increase on last year as well. When we were given a figure last year of 50,000. So the pleasing aspect is 48% of our listeners or outside of America. So it really has become a truly global show. So thanks to all of you for listening, and keep tuning in, because you Hi all, and welcome back. We're going into the Q&A section. There will be one more op-ed piece near the end. We thought we'd mix it up a bit this week, and let's get into some questions. Some of them are held over from last week, and we'll see where we get with them. There's about two pages, so we'll see how far we get. Being that America is now a sovereign nation, not quite. Technically it is. It's not being implemented yet, but I do get where you're going. Wouldn't it be beneficial to our cause for freedom to implement an American people's passport? Well, I think that's what Trump was suggesting with the voter ID, which it can then be used as the passport also, technically. Just a card. You don't need the whole book, do you? Everything's done on computer now. Even if temporary, until none are needed at all, so we can come and go as peaceful inhabitants and show the rest of the world that we really are truly sovereign. So, yes, I agree to a point, but it's similar to the voter ID. You know, American people need passports anyway. Although part of the problem is most Americans have never been outside of America, so most didn't need a passport, unlike when you're travelling in Europe, although it might have changed now, it's 16 years since I've been there. you know, you can get on a flight via your driver's license. There's nothing saying they can't upgrade the driver's license to include it as a passport. So, yes, it could create jobs, but it's just a matter of shifting the current staff over, I would say. The old passport agency is being dismantled. Well, eventually, when things get worked out in a better way, we shouldn't need passports as such, and certainly not all the nonsense of scanners and taking your shoes off and laptop and a different box and all the nonsense that you have to do flying these days. It's ridiculous. We are hearing a lot about Yellowstone Park being closed. Yeah, they will do. And the activity in the caldera increasing with geyser eruptions. Yeah, it comes and goes. It's no more of a concern than it was the year before, or the year before that, or 100 years ago, or 1,000 years ago. It's just the latest avenue for clickbait, alt media sites, and fear porn artists. In my opinion, we have the hottest summer in recorded history here in Europe. Yep. And we do know there are special weapons used to activate volcanoes. Well, there's also special weapons below that can activate, not necessarily above. It may be to prevent SSP playing more games. The Cabal have lots of weapons up their sleeve, like HAARP. I'm not so sure they're using them as much now. The chemtrails are not the same anymore. They're a lot thinner, they're a lot shorter. Yes, some regions get hammered more than others. But in general, it's phasing out. Why? Because they've got no money. It's eroding away. So I don't think they are increasing their output from HAARP to activate volcanoes. Forget that. There will be minor things for certain incidents here and there, but nothing like what it was. The volcanoes are to do with preventing the SSP causing mayhem. How are the Universal Protection Unit handling all this? Well, they're playing their role, and we play our role, and there's lots of people and others, other beings involved. Can they stop this kind of activities? Well, like I said, it's already reduced, so that it is an ongoing thing, but there's that many things to cover. There's not enough to go round. Can a state, say Texas, accept the sovereignty that was offered to Trump for America? It seems against the grain to let one person make that decision for us. I'm not too sure whether they think that one person is Kim or is it Trump. Doesn't make it quite clear. Kim can do it because she's the trustee for the trust. Eventually there will be more people, but as it stands now, their trust, as in Kim, has a trust issue with who she can trust to put in that place, and not put them under more threats. But Kim's not making decisions on her own. She has other people that support her in those decision making, and she's not prone to rash decisions either. If it's Trump, again, he won't be the one person making that decision either. He has his whole cabinet team. And once he does it, everything changes here. Everything changes. And I mean everything. So, as it stands now, no state can declare sovereignty before the country. Because then, particularly Texas, when you've got Bush Nazi goons over there, and the Bush Texas Rangers goons pulling children across the border and drugs. If Texas declared sovereignty, they can then declare sovereignty over the rest of the nation. That's why it's not advisable for people to be sovereign. We have to get the country sovereign first, then it's the people. In previous shows, you mentioned that crude oil will become worthless in a few years due to the implementation of free energy. Well, it will take a fair bit of time to roll it all out right around the world. Questioner says, in my opinion, it will not only be crude oil, but also natural gas, coal and nuclear energy. Yes, as certain things are phased in, it will phase out all those four former energies, and particularly the first one to be phased out should be nuclear. We have people who can go into those sites and clean up and leave no residual mess. If all that becomes worthless, then it'll be a waste of energy and money to pump it up, dig it up or produce it. That will have major implications on everything and everyone on the planet. Think about everything that is being produced with oil and gas alone. How will that problem be solved? Well, it's fairly simple. It's the phase in, phase out. I came up with a solution. You got to remember, most who listen to this show are from built-up countries, like the Western world mainly. And there's an awful lot of countries around the world that haven't developed yet. And if we're going to bring out, for argument's sake, electric cars or energy battery cars, you name it, then one of my suggestions was all, as people bought these cars, there is money given by the trust to then ship those cars to the countries that have developed yet. So that then continues the oil industry, because they're opening up more markets. So it keeps them happy. They're not threatening war and all that stuff. While the new, the more developed countries develop the new energy. As the other countries become more developed, the same as the Western world, then they can phase that old technology out and bring the new in. But they have to build roads, they have to build infrastructure, etc., etc. But that's one way. Computers, if someone comes up with a better version of the rubbish we've got now, like Windows 10, etc., people in poorer countries would think it was some sort of gift from God. We all, too readily forget what we have and what so many others around the world don't. So those computers can be repurposed and given to the poorer countries. Again, the trust can partly subsidise that. And so there's less waste. And again, it's a phasing in and a phasing out. There's so many other applications that can apply to. And maybe some people can think about that and come up with other ideas. All helps. Kenneth Scott, Cousins of Gemstone University, says that there's only one corporation on the planet and all the rest are only subdivisions. That one corporation is City of London, which is owned by the Vatican. Yes, it is. But was. City of London is owned by the Rothschilds. For those familiar with this show, the Rothschilds think they own everything. They don't. So, City of London played a heavy role in the finances around the world, because it is the financial centre. you know, Federal Reserve is a subsidiary of City of London, so is the IRS. Oh, it was in the past controlled by the Vatican because of the cattle numbers known as the national security numbers or the social security numbers. They were all the stock held in the City of London. He also says that both popes, black and white, are in charge. Now, Pope Francis is six levels down from the black pope. He's a puppet. Period. Someone else claims that the Vatican is owned by the Asian dragon families. No. Currently in charge of the Vatican is the Jesuit group. The previous pope and previous controllers of the Vatican was the Nazi faction, which is why the SS brown shirt officer Ratzinger was the pope. There was a coup, plus the pressure applied by Kevin Annett is why the Jesuits and Pope Francis took over. So, and as for Chinese elders, we're yet to see proof that they actually exist. When someone comes up with a name and we arrange a call with them, then I'll believe they actually exist. Currently, I think it's an illusion. Will there be future shows which will be tuned to European time and events? And if so, any idea? Well, it's a bit of a hectic personal time for me. Travelling here and there and moving and whatnot. And I'm hoping in the next week or so everything will be settled. And obviously with not doing the my day job anymore, courtesy of the Patreon, I will have more time to do shows in the day when time allows. So, you know, it depends on what's going on that particular day, but I should have more time in the day to be able to do some shows specifically for European people. Maybe we can do a Zoom show with just European people on, given how popular the last few Zoom shows was, and we can do some American ones and then some European ones, and maybe a group in Down Under and New Zealand. We've got quite a few members there over in the east. We can arrange one for that as well. So if you can all get together, for those of you who are in Europe in the group, and come up with how many, some numbers, and we'll see what we can put on. Will there be consequences for the clowns who stole the 1.8 billion from the batch that was allocated from the trust? I think that was the Fed, not the trust. And, well, I know it was the Fed. And is there a good chance, slim chance or no chance that money will be returned in addition to those fools being punished? Well, the fact that Trump's now going after the Fed tells you there was consequences for that money. 1.8 billion is a lot to us, and I get that. In the real world of high finance, control systems and factions and governments and all the fun and games, 1.8 billion is like a small shop in the corner store in value. It doesn't go far. They wanted substantial funds to be lifted out and empty the whole system, which would have bankrupted the whole country. You know, we allowed it to go to a certain point. We were watching it. It then gave us where it was all going. Then it gets transferred to people who one day, we hope, will actually act upon it. It appears those days of not acting on it are close to ending. In the other group, when it was still Universal Voice, Drake encourages to get some quantities of junk silver coins, 1964 and earlier, and a third of an ounce gold coins, along with at least 2 weeks, hi Dave, worth of food and water. Does the same still hold true for now? Yes, I was hold on to it. It hasn't gone up like Jim Willie and who's the other guy? Cliff Eye and numbers of others said silver's going to tens of thousands of per ounce and so's gold and all that stuff. But it still has some sort of value. And it, there's no saying it might not increase. Personally, I sold all mine, and I told all the members I'd sold all mine, and why? When I find out the real amount of gold that is scattered all over the world, then it's not as rare as it's made out to be. And with the announcements of the show last week, that actually they being the Cabal and the Deep State, consider, and also the other beings, consider gold trash. They're more interested in other items. So, it's up to you, you know. I personally would keep it. I'm not too sure they're going to go to some of the outlandish claims that was made previously. You know, but it's entirely up to you. Well, having food and water, yes, I would say that was still valid. I would have cash more than anything now. From the moment when the time is right to release the funds to the people, what are your expectations will happen to the house prices around the world? What will the house prices be? Will it be very cheap for the benefits of everyone, so everyone on the planet will have a home? Well, one of the things that I put forward is obviously some people will gain and some people will lose. You're never going to please all of the people all of the time. But the most important thing out of it all is that everyone has the ability to have a home and a roof over their head. That has to be a priority going forward. Now, one of the suggestions I came up with, and it's not new, it's kind of rehashed, it's been mentioned before, but perhaps it will get looked at, is that the house prices are based on build costs plus 10%. And yes, I can hear some people going, but I paid 300,000 and 400,000 for my home. Yes, you did. We all did. But if we're going to move forward, we can't carry on paying $300,000 and $400,000 for homes, or even 200,000. It's creating the haves and have-nots. We have to introduce these tiny homes and small homes and all that. And of course, we've also got the 3D printer homes. The Chinese are building 10 homes completed per day with a 3D printer. Well, they're not going to cost much to buy. So you also, the likes of them can provide people with low income with homes. Which no one in 10 years' time, or even 5 years' time, or hopefully even less, should be living on the street ever. And if it requires a radical change where your house price goes from 400 to 150, so be it. Some people won't agree with it. I do get that. But this is about us all getting by, not the few. You know, there may be some sort of a way of compensation in other ways. Maybe those ones don't pay taxes for the property taxes for a number of years who have lost heavily on it. But the ones that will lose heavily on it most are the elite people. something to think about. Will this also make an end to the complicated procedure when you register for a new home and a lot of paperwork, letters, bills and documents? Do you have any ideas of how this will work in the future? Well, that will all have to be thrashed out, but you'll have to come up with some solution. And the first one is getting people off the streets and then getting people out of rented homes and into their own homes. After that, there's a lot of decisions, but that's the most important. What will become of the local public transport besides the global high-speed bullet train in the future? Will the local public transportation like buses, trams and metros between cities and villages be improved as well to bring people somewhere in an even shorter period of time than the current situation? I would imagine those. And then you can have lines that go off it. But the priority is to get the train going. And then everything stems off it, doesn't it? Who or what is Julian Assange, CIA, PSYOP? It could be a bit of both. But what he has done, like QAnon, and like some others, even Alex Jones, he's exposed some elements. Some would say he's exposed many elements. But, there's still a debate behind the scenes of who Julian Assange is working for. And the same applies to Edward Snowden. But either way, some of their narrative has exposed deeper levels of the problem. So at this point, whilst it may have been important to get the right answer, CIA or the PSYOP or working for the people, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, at this point now, it's pretty irrelevant. The point is Julian Assange and Edward Snowden and QAnon and many others, like I said, even Alex Jones, has exposed elements of it that's tipped the tide too far the wrong way for the control system. They can't handle it anymore. What did Marduke look like? Here he looked like anybody else. Visually anyway. About transgenderism, who or what is behind it, what is the ultimate goal and why did he do that? I can spend a while on that. I'll keep it brief. It's part of the breakdown of the family. It's something that's gone on for many hundreds of years. If you think transgenderism is something the last 30 or 40 years, you go and look at some of the so-called queens and the so-called kings back in the 16 and 1700s. Queen Victoria, or was it King Victoria? Time will tell. So they've been doing that sort of illusion of male and female for a long time. It's just become a lot more in your face now. Michelle or Michael, Christine Lagarde, Theresa May. You could sit here for a while and mention all kinds of different names. But it's all about illusion. Now, for the real people who have a transgender issue, of which there are a few, this is a spillover from the previous lifetime or previous lifetimes that they're having genuine issues with. They've come in with memories of being an opposite sex. And it generally happens when very, very young. they have memories when they're young. They're the real ones who should have corrective surgery, should they desire it, when they reach a certain age. As for the rest who get into a certain age and evidence would suggest they have some sort of a psychological issue where they may not want to admit that they are gay, for instance. So they will change sex, so they'll be with that person. It all sounds very bizarre, but psychological issues can do that to people. But the whole gist of it is breaking down the family. That's the top and bottom line. That's why there's so many single parents. You know, and then you've got the other issue. You know, one of the most common theme of transgenderism on the internet is the term ladyboy, which is prevalent in the East, particularly in China and other Asian countries. Why is that? Because for the last number of decades, the Chinese only allowed one child. And because of their traditions, they only want a male child to keep the family name going. So the females were getting killed off left, right and centre because you only allowed one child. Well, what happens then after a generation is there's too many men and not enough women. So it balanced out. Suddenly men were becoming women. And that's what happens when you implement certain policies. It has a knock-on effect. And that's what's happened. Why the plethora of Asian males are becoming girls. What can you tell us about BRICS? Oh, I haven't heard that in 4 years. not a lot. They don't seem to have done anything. They were promising hell and all 4 and 5 years ago. Don't appear to be a player in anything. They may get come into play later on when clans are removed. Some of that organisation may be valuable to be reused or repurposed in a different way. But they are not associated in any way with the trust. They've never even been mentioned once in the 2.5 years I've been with Kim. Will there be any footage available of Marduk and the Dracos in future? I have no idea. Maybe. Depends on how far it goes with disclosure. Are there any countries aside from America receptive to Kim's message and actions and starting to cooperate? Many. And that's increasing more so in the past month. No mention for 12 months and then two people asking about the UPO and the one show. In the video, you talked with UPU and the council, and at 1:52, the media was the next thing corrected on the agenda. Why has this not been done? Well, it has. It's fallen apart. Much has been done to erode the media to basically a failed organisation. They're collapsing in on themselves. Would we like some familiar faces on the news spouting the truth? Absolutely. But I don't think that's far off either. They have nothing left. When you've got a president who spends the best part of a world speech saying fake news over there, fake news over there, he must have said it at least 20 times. You're not going to survive much after that. So, media is one thing. You know, everyone has a focus on a certain item. but there's 489 items that have to be corrected. And there's so many investigations going on now. It's off the charts. There's only so many things that can be done. There's so many changes already happened. Look at how many resignations and firings have gone on around the world. Over 2,000 cabal dead in the last month alone. This is what's going on. So, yes, people may focus on one or two certain items, and I will cover that in the op-ed piece later. But there is an awful lot going on, and not enough people are able to be able to focus to stop certain things. I think the most important thing that has been curtailed in many fields of operation and stopped in many others is what's going on with the children. That to me is far more important than what the clown media are doing. And there's a vast amount of resources going on globally to stop that. Like I said, everyone has different opinions what's more important than others. But you have to consider the depth of all this that's going on. You mentioned that POSUS was going to take over the Federal Reserve. When this happens, what will happen to the money market? Guarantee of funds being safe in banks and most of all interest rates on cards. Will all debt be wiped out, or will we all still have money? This would be like restructuring of the whole money system. Well, again, I think I'm not privy to the details, although I may get asked for some input. The money markets are going to be corrected to its correct value. What that is, I don't know, but it will be corrected. The guarantee of funds being safe in banks is still ongoing, but if certain people are going to allow certain others to interact with their accounts, then they're more stupid than we think. I think once the Dallas Cowboy and the boxing incidents breaks, then perhaps more people will start to take notice before their funds go as well. But a lot of the stealing has been prevented. Obviously, there'll be other avenues that need to be corrected as time moves forward, and we will be working on them as well. But it all takes time. Interest rates on credit cards. I would say there will be a change on that. Maybe the trust will offer credit cards at 1%. If it's 5%, it's still way cheaper than the 11 to 25% they're charging now, which should never have been allowed. You know, maybe interest charging rates should be like what they do when they're loaning between banks, where it's a capped rate plus 1 or 2%. So if the capped rate is 3% plus 1 or 2% and 1% for the company, then credit cards should really only be 6%, shouldn't it? Not 11%. You know, if they're only paying half of 1% or 0% interest on what's in your account, why are we paying 11 to 25% on loans when it's our money? We've allowed that to go on for far too long. Will all debt be wiped out? I have no idea on that. There's certainly, I would imagine, the country's debt will get wiped out, which will then funnel a load of interest payments, which are more than the GDP, back into the country, which can then fund other programs, which then will help people also. yes, there will be a need for a restructuring of the whole money system. You talked about Earth and the gates, and that the gates couldn't be opened to move forward because of outside enemy forces. No, actually, it's the bigger problem is because of inside enemy forces. Nobody in, nobody out. Is this being addressed? Once the gates are open, what will we experience? I would suggest that wouldn't be any time soon. I would suggest it would be a minimum of 5 years, maybe longer, before those gates get opened again. We have to learn in a closed system to work together before anyone goes back out with their rogue programs. We have to learn to trust each other and work with each other. Otherwise, you let a certain group out who promised this, deliver nothing. They get out there, they bring all kinds of resources back and wipe it out. Now, what we want is for those beings to go out and teach what they've learned here about coming together, hopefully. So they go out in peace and come back in peace, not come back in force. That pisses some people off, but we're thinking of the all here. We're trying to set a role model where a group of beings learn to all work together for the benefit of all, who then go out and go back to their own homelands and teach the same thing. If it works here, it can work everywhere else. So no more Draco and Mantids destroying worlds, turning everyone into bloody slaves. So that'll have to stay shut. How can we do due diligence ourselves in tracing back through historic primary sources to the first and true interpreter of the runic manuscripts? Who is the group's primary source for that? I don't know what the runic manuscripts are. My apologies. Maybe you can do a brief piece on it. Maybe it's got a different name, but I've not heard runic manuscripts. On Trump's mission to implement America's sovereignty, will he be the one to make the announcement shockwave we've been waiting for? I would imagine so. Trump likes that sort of thing. Maybe it will be announced with other familiar faces. We'll see. Will he name the true heroes who sacrificed their lives to make this all happen? That's a possibility. Are draconian physical 3D beings, or are they interdimensional? Both. And some of them in here are VI. Is the stock market being controlled by the quantum system or still being manipulated? From what I gather, it's still being manipulated. That's another thing that is on the list to be corrected. But other organisations have to supply more support and more help to allow us to do certain things. This is part of the problem. But eventually it will stop. It appears to slowly being adjusted to me, but I'm not too sure. It is slowly being adjusted, but it can be an awful lot quicker if certain authorities get off the backsides and do something. Archangels, fact or fiction? Fact. Archon angels. What's the best way to manipulate energy frequencies being here as human to help on a soul level? Um, It's not something you can really teach. It's something you experience. You have to feel the frequencies to begin with. I can't just tell you there's frequencies there. You have to experience it and then collect those energies and transmute it to what is best for you or what is best for everyone. Some people are like beacons with their frequencies. It has a wider range. If a number of those people with the higher frequencies are in close proximity, it multiplies tenfold. So you have to first learn to feel, sense, and see the frequencies, which may seem off to some people, but when you do, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Then you bundle it up and package it in a way with a nice intent, which can be for yourself, to help you on a soul level and a 3D physical level. You can help whatever planes you exist on, or you can help the whole planet. So Dolores Cannon has a lot of info in her books that you are talking about of off-world species. Yes, Dolores covered some really good subjects in a good way. The only issue that we had with Dolores is some of her information was channeled, and we've all heard about how channeled information being largely grey and mantid technology. I want to say fantastic to Kim, that Kim has the banking system under control. Thanks, Kim and co. But what about the media? When are they going to be brought to book? Seems everyone's talking about the media, including me tonight. Give people the real news. Well, you heard in the intel, we may well approach CNN and bail them out under heavy conditions. Conditions that most, all who listen to this show will absolutely love. So we'll see. At first, they'll probably tell us to go and F ourselves, and then they'll get into more trouble and more desperate. And then they may talk. Right, I'm going to have one song, and then I'm going to end with an op-ed piece and wrap this show up for this week. So I'm going to hi all, and welcome to the final portion of tonight's show. The reason for doing this piece will become heavily evidential in the coming days and weeks. You will have seen some of it already, but it will reach a point where it just runs away. And I posted something on the Facebook, because that word, erosion, is the new key word. Everything is eroding away. It's happening in finance, government, politics on all levels, legal, military, agencies, cabal minions, control structures, in what was a slow creep, is now escalating way beyond their control. I can now tell you, we are past the tipping point now. The erosion of the old world order is now in rapid decline, an order that reigned under the banner of chaos, an order that failed in its mission to destroy us, an order that failed to carry out the harvest program an order that failed to fulfil their Draco contract, an order that has lost allegiance with many of the other beings here, and an order that failed to follow in the lizard steps of Marduk. An order that failed badly in underestimating the will of the few who originally stepped up, who with no finance, little resources, and to date, very little so-called authority support, that dared to take on the task of bringing down a whole system. That system that was so deeply embedded that so few have seen, and hardly anyone can grasp the enormity, complexity, or depth of that system. An order that failed to break the spirit of the people, despite poisoning, drugging, mind controlling, dumbing down, endless wars, famine, abductions, and their insidious programming in all its disguises. What we are witnessing now is a total breakdown of the old way and an opportunity for us all to create a new way. Replicating what they have done will lead to the same failure. We must change all our ways of thinking in business. No more middlemen or shareholders creaming profits off the owners and the staff. In military, the role is peace, preservation and protection, not war, death and looting. Going forward, a global military should be implemented with no one country leading, with its sole role of protecting the planet, not self-service, interest people. In politics, preferably, we will have no parties playing off against each other, just one body of people running the country, for and by the people, not for and by factions, agencies, deep states or bloodline families, for and by the people of the country they represent, or they get fired. Legal people can drop the bar title of nobility and start serving real justice, not just us, and an end to the insidious courts that are ran for profit and make every person accountable for poor actions or behaviours, whether that be the public, the police, the judges, the politicians, or the so-called famous people, royalty, or select families. A crime is a crime. Governments working to help each other, not competing with each other. I might remind you, the land and the resources belongs to us all. Not rich families or countries. Oil in North Dakota belongs as much to the people in Palestine or Serbia as it does to the people in America. And once we all start sharing resources, ideas and plans, we can strip back the unnecessary costs that run into hundreds of billions, if not trillions per year, just to compete. Which leads me into the next topic of saving vast resources. In a world where countries support each other, then that then does not require the vast amounts wasted on agencies and other spy systems. They need to be stripped bare, in my opinion. Duplicate agencies all spying on each other, protecting so-called trade secrets, military secrets. You wouldn't need that if we were all working together. The remaining agencies can do the real job of routing out criminals, not protecting them and writing bullshit scripts for the portal people to read out en masse. We've had enough of that shit. Vast quantities of our money funding drug-running operations that American people get zero benefits from, except poisoning and infecting our youth. Teaching children, not educating children. has to be improved by about 1,000%. They need to be taught life skills, personal responsibility, spirituality, and the real truth, and not full-on BS and how to pass a test to get the school more funding to teach more BS. No species ever thrives if their youth is not taught the proper way. These are our children. Not mindless zombies you can inject with your poisonous vaccines, mind on them with drivel TV programming, and bombard them with subliminal messages with your ads, music, films and games. They are our future. People also have to improve. To the men, is it really that important you have a bigger penis, boat, engine of a car, truck or house than your friends? Is that really the way to treat your friends, by bragging about having things that really don't matter much in life? Women, is having better clothes, shoes, handbags or bigger boobs more important than loving, caring or nurturing? No, it's not. You see, this world currently is all about competition. It even applies in misery. One person says, my life is this and that, and the other, and someone always chimes in and says, well, my life is worse than that. Like in some way it's better. It's not good thinking. Let's change that narrative into, how about we have all had shitty lives, and yet we've all survived it, improved ourselves and gone on to improve and help others, no matter what the circumstances. You'll never improve your life harping on about the bad aspects of life you've endured. You end up in a vampiric cycle that is both damaging for you and all the people around you. We've all had shitty lives. What's been done here is absolutely insidious. But competition in misery is one thing, competition in life is another. We cannot go on competing against each other in life, be it in business, politics, countries, colour, gender or sexuality, and expect to thrive. All have to change their thinking to achieve that goal, and it will not happen overnight. But it does start with you. You are responsible for you to be the change. Apathy helped no one. Silence helped no one. Bigotry helped no one. Hierarchy helped no one. Violence helped no one. Competition outside of sport helped no one. Neither did the ignorance. Lacking love or compassion helped no one. I'm all right, Jack, helped no one. And fear helped no one. Except all those categories we agreed upon and carried out. That helped push us to the brink of extinction for our species, and I mean right to the brink. You have no idea how close we came. Now the key is for everyone to rise up and be the change. Change is something to embrace, not fear, as the alternative is the old world order, slavery suit and extinction. Be happy with what you have. Even the most hard-up American or European is still in the top 25 wealthiest bracket in the world. A fact often overlooked, as perspective often goes out of the window. as the next door neighbour has more, or friends have more, which is the competition and the comparative mindset, again, that has been so damaging to us all. If you don't like your life, it is your responsibility to change that life. You won't do that fearing change. Learn to embrace it. And if you change something and it doesn't work out, change again. But remember, the first change was never a failure, only a learning curve. And how you react to it dictates your forward path. Learn to trust yourselves. You seek out others when you are stuck or can't do a certain task, or when we're working within a group or community. Learn to love yourself for who and what you are, not what others think. Because when you live your life how you choose, and not have it dictated by overbearing wives, husbands, siblings or friends, then you are genuinely free. No one should ever live their life in fear of what others think. Think about it. Those people around you pushing you into that mode of being or operation. They're all controlling you like a puppet. Why are you allowing that to happen? If anyone close to you in life really loves you, they will allow you to be who you want to be. It's up to you to break the chains and tell them that you are loving the masked off version of me. And here on in, you will see the real me. I'm entitled to be me, not an extended version of you. The tide has now turned and things will be different even more so here on in. They can't turn it back. If your focus is when is the Fed, the IRS and chemtrails, wars or government officials ending or going down, please stop. And think there is way too much going on and things to take care of currently, and things will take a while before individual aspects are dealt with, processed, then deleted or repurposed in a better way. There's so much to do. And none of this has ever been taken on before. It's always been done over 10,000 years. We're trying to correct it in 40. Or less. There is no defined timescale for this or that to happen. A lot depends on us all, of how we contribute to matters. But griping when is this or that ending, or when is this or that starting, does not help the people at the top that are doing things. The focus is, what can I do? Have I done my inner and shadow work to prepare me? Have I got myself into a calm and balanced state without the need for drugs and alcohol? Do I have some cash? That is essential. Do I have some spare food in case of emergencies? The reality is, their reign over us is ending fast. We are now on a threshold of a new beginning that will involve a lot of change. Embrace it. Change has to be your new friend going forward. It will bring new experiences and new learnings, which are the essence of life. Without that, we just stagnate. We've done that for far too long. Now's the time to grow. This has been the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. My name's Thomas Williams. Bye for now.